You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie Levy here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Rex Dizzy episode. I met Rex Dizzy, I guess, through George and Dumbfounded. Yeah, it was Dumbfounded's homie, and he's a good kid. He's from New York. My favorite part of his interview is when he talked about growing up in New York as a Korean-American kid and how he got into hip-hop and rap music. So I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome rapper Rex Dizzy.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
We do the Korean.
Yes, sir.
The Korean dap. Thanks for coming, man. So hey, you came in here and you saw me. What am I doing right here?
Can I just acknowledge that was very beautiful?
Thank you.
Do you play the same one for everybody?
I play similar stuff, but yeah, I just usually kinda make just it up. I just kind of go off.
That was
just
really nice, man.
Thank you. Did it calm you down or what?
Yeah.
You liked it?
And then Kirby was licking my hand, and I feel very nurtureful.
Okay, good. Yeah. Nurtureful. You beat Red Dead. I'm playing Red Dead Redemption.
Damn good game, dude. Yes, you were playing Red Dead.
You taught me about the eagle eye because I didn't know about it.
Eagle eyes is very key. You have to always press that thing.
I press in left trigger and right trigger, and it slows down time. What's the difference between eagle eye and dead eye to the viewers out there who are playing the game?
So dead eye is more about slowing time down so you could kill people.
Yeah, yeah.
And eagle eye is more about what can you find? Ooh. What? Or if you're on a mission, where do I go?
Yeah.
Or who's that over there?
Yeah. So you beat the game.
Yeah, I
beat it. How many gangs are in the game? How many street gangs?
I think there's about three or four, five.
So you got the Driscolls. Four? I've heard about the Driscolls from the beginning.
Uh-huh. They're all Driscolls.
Who are the other ones, Bryce?
You got the Pinkertons.
The Pinkertons.
With they're police. They're like a police squad. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know that yet. I don't know that yet. But they're in a different town?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've had some troubles with the Driscolls. Yeah. And then I was trying to start a campfire, just minding my own business, hunting. You know what I'm saying? I was like up in the cut, and these fools showed up.
Oh, fuck.
What are they called? Something brood.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're brutal.
They're brutal.
Yeah,
they're like country folk.
That's because you're all the way over there.
Yeah,
like near Annisburg.
I'm in the mountains. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good place to hunt though. There's a lot of animals.
So you
there.
Know what happened? So it was my first night playing, No, it was, and I just discovered a trapper. So explain to the viewers what a trapper is.
So it's not like a drug trap. It's it's more like you know, a trapper. You know,
he sells
you
take, furs.
Yeah, furs and pelts, turn them into fashion.
Mm-hmm. You could sell like carcasses to him.
Yeah. And he'll make you know, rare items for you.
How do you unlock those?
You gotta
those,
get the legendary.
I
want to
get that raccoon. The raccoon outfit.
There's a lot of great.
There's an all raccoon outfit you could get, but you it's locked. Bryce, how do you get it?
I don't have them.
You don't see you. Why are you clowning on me? And you haven't unlocked. You've been playing for 2 years now.
Fuck.
Huh? You got those outfits? Explain to me how I get them.
You gotta hunt down legendary animals, and you gotta find them. You gotta go to the area.
So you found them all.
No, I haven't.
The bear. I got the bear at the beginning.
There's like 12 of them.
With Hosea?
Yeah.
The bear.
Yeah. And
you get the bear?
And you got to
kill George. You killed him. I got the bear, though.
Yes. Killed hey, George, that's what you get. Don't mess with the grizzly.
He still has a
bear. George,
how many,
barely
how
alive.
How many legendary animals are there?
There's a lot. There's like 12 or 15. Damn. The only reason I know this is because I went on to YouTube as everyone does, right? And you gotta look up like how to find these guys. And yeah, it's like 15. The video was like 30 minutes long. I was like, I'm not doing this. I can't do all that.
So you like this game, right?
It's so good.
Is it out of
in the beginning? Did you like it? It was kind of sluggish, right?
I gotta admit, at the beginning, I'm stuck in the snow.
Yeah. And oh my god.
I couldn't pass the one where the coyotes. Those wolves attack you?
Yeah.
There's like four wolves that come from the mountain, right?
Yeah, it is intense.
I didn't know how to do the dead eye.
Yeah.
So I was trying to manually shoot my shotgun.
But that, don't they do that for you like automatically?
I kept dying.
They hold your hand through that
no,
one.
No, the wolves got to the person I was supposed to protect. So that took me 3 times to do.
Yeah. Sometimes that'll happen. The mission ends because people you're with just can't hold their own.
Yeah.
They die.
So you're already done with the game?
Yeah.
Wow. How many hours did it take you to finish Red Dead?
I don't really honestly don't want to think about it. Spent a lot of time. And I'm spending more time. I'm on my second playthrough.
Oh, wow.
And it's just magical.
I like that you said magical. Because, Bryce, it's a magical game. I played Fallout. I played Skyrim.
Yeah.
I played GTA. This is up there.
You start.
It's up there with those ones.
Yeah.
It's really good.
When you start describing it, you start saying words you don't use often, like unforgettable. Like it's just great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, speaking of the cold, so you got out of it and then
I got out of the cold, and then when we got our little base near Valentine.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at now.
Horseshoe Overlook.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there. Yeah, the Horseshoe Overlook. And I've only done like 5 missions. I did the one where you know, I had to take Lenny to the bar,
and then
I had to find Lenny. Oh, I had to do the ones where I had to extort them because they had to pay Hosea.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You could
beat them or you could choke them.
Yeah.
You've done those, Bryce? Yeah. And that's about it.
So I think they fixed it, but there was a glitch.
And what?
Right near the camp.
Yeah.
If you go down a little bit. There was like this burnt down little town, and there's a sheriff's office where if you open up a box, there's a gold bar in there, and if you save while you're reaching down,
there's gold.
Yeah. You save.
There's gold, dude.
But if you save and you reload, you load the game at that spot, you could just keep like
getting the gold,
infinite gold breaks, bro. So I did
that. How much you get?
I got like $30,000.
And it might sound like not a lot of money, but $30,000 in the Wild Wild West back then, that's like $30 million.
Yeah, we're robbing.
That's $30 million.
You're robbing
right
everyone
there.
For like a dollar, $2. Yeah. So
Bryce, you know about this? You know what Rex knows? He don't know what Rex knows.
This is one of the reasons why I played it again for the second time, because I actually ruined my experience.
What happened?
So
because you had the gold.
I had so much money. I was like, I don't need to rob. I don't have to do this. I guess it's a teaching moment, you know?
Yeah. I've got a story not as good as that because you got gold bricks.
Yeah.
But I was trying to find that plant to make the poison arrows. The oleander plant.
Yeah.
To make the poison arrows. And I saw this chimney. It was like it was from a house, but it was just standing on its own. And I'm like, maybe there's plants around it. I like discovering new plant life.
Yeah.
But I walked near it, and it said to search the chimney.
Yeah.
So I stuck my hand in there, and guess what I found? A gold nugget. So I found a gold nugget, and I found a jewelry bag.
Damn.
So that's cool for me. So that's what I love about the game, random stuff. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Because I could have rode past it.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to just check everything.
Everything, yeah. So, okay, so you passed the game. For those people who are new playing Red Dead, give them 5 tips on to make their experience like the funnest.
Okay.
You told me the eagle eye.
Okay. Yeah. So that's one of them.
Okay.
We have to do 5. That's a lot.
Do three.
I already looked ahead to 20 minutes later.
Okay. Do three.
Okay. The eagle eye is whenever you're just trotting through the forest on your horse.
That's left trigger, right trigger, pushing.
Yeah, push down and just look around.
Push down, yeah.
You know, sometimes you'll find dinosaur bones.
Really?
You bet.
Oh my goodness.
And then you'll find like different animal species.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see, you know, it's just great. It's great. Mm-hmm. We can move on to the next.
Okay.
I was about to go on a list. And I was like,
No, do two more. Two more.
Eat a lot.
So what do you eat? Like, I've been eating those oat cakes and
little snacks and stuff.
Peach canned foods. Yeah.
So
why is my energy not going all the way? I eat and then only a little bit goes up. Like, how do I do?
So the middle thing is like.
That's my stamina.
In the middle, there's like a core.
Yeah, that's
and
a
then
core.
There's like the circle. Yeah. So the core.
Oh, there's a core.
Yeah. It
in
tells
the middle.
You, it tells you how fast the outside part's going to recharge. So that's what it is. I didn't even know that.
I didn't know
honestly,
that.
So I didn't know that till the end.
You just spread some knowledge right there.
Yeah.
So, folks, just listen to Rex. Rex, he's talking about the 3 circles on the bottom left of your screen. The middle is your core. So that's,
On all three,
but everyone has a middle core.
Yeah.
So that's the main meat and potatoes.
Strengthen your core,
and then the rest. Even your dead eye has a core.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Okay.
And I would just say the third one. Just
what about
he's doing and just explore.
Yeah, I'm exploring.
Like, I try to power through it, and I was like missing so many things.
Yeah, well, you pick every flower and plant.
I'm picking up everything.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be the herbalist of the year.
That's what's up. Because check this out. What I learned is if you pick plants up and spice herbs and stuff, you could actually cook meals. You could even season your meat. Right?
Can you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's herbs you could put with your meat. Are you doing that,
Bryce?
That's
crazy.
Yep, that's very important to do. Yeah.
To make it taste better.
I didn't even know. You learn, and this is the great thing about this game, like trading advice and tips.
Yeah.
It's fire. It's awesome.
He set me up with the brood gang. Yeah. So I don't want to talk about that.
You don't
that.
Want. Yeah, so yeah, you gotta yeah, learn yeah, who yeah. to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the next step.
He's like, you want to learn? You want to find this plant? Go here. I go there, and guess what's waiting for me? 50 gang members.
Who can I trust?
From the movie Deliverance.
Damn.
Where y'all headed towards? You're in the wrong place, buddy. Boom. And then, you could die easy.
Hey,
you could die easy. Can't
oh
you?
Man, it's so yeah. And your horse dies quick too.
Oh. Tell him, so you have to look out for your horse, too. Your horse has a core, stamina, and a mane.
Yeah.
So you have to constantly, you could groom your horse, mm-hmm. you could feed your horse. So there's so many elements to it.
You got
to
love your horse.
Yeah, yeah. And what if your horse dies?
Then you bond with your horse. So you achieve
levels. Yeah, you bond with
yeah,
it.
So
there's
once
different levels of bondage.
Your horse dies, then.
You have to start from ground one.
There's been times where like a gang will rush me. And then I'll just get off my horse, and I'll be like, get out of here.
And then you're
like,
just
I'm just going to take these
like
guys out myself.
Like,
yeah, because I know that he's going
like
to get caught in a bullet storm.
That's honor, dude.
It's like.
You're saving the horse's life.
Like, yo, like, you go on. Tell my story.
Because tell the viewers how hard it is to bond with your damn horse.
Yo, it's hard, you know?
It takes a long time for it to trust you.
Yeah.
Right?
And when you reach different levels of bonding, you could do different, like, tricks.
You could strafe with your horse.
Yeah, you can. You're hovering at one point.
Did you know this, Bryce?
No.
You
Come
could
on, Bryce.
Strafe with your horse.
Side to side.
Side to side.
Yeah.
But he, that's strafing.
I mean, you know what? You know, he's fucking with us, man. Yo, where's George
at? Are you messing with us?
Where's George?
So you are far. How far are you, Bryce? Did you beat the game?
No.
This guy. All right, let's stop talking about Red Dead. Let's get back to your history, man. So you're from New York?
Yes, I'm from New York.
Okay, whereabouts in New York?
I'm from Queens.
You're from Queens.
So any Asian that's like from New York is probably from Queens.
Oh, why is that? That's where the Asians are at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, because, you know, there's a lot, like, L.A. is just like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of transplants.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Are there a lot of Koreans out there?
Yeah, it's mostly Koreans, Chinese.
And so Korean and Chinese.
Yeah, and then there's some Filipinos.
Whoa.
And then, like, over here, you got, like, a more of a variety of Asian.
Yeah. You got Pinoy, Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Samoan.
Mm-hmm.
Korean, Japanese.
Yep.
Yeah. But out there, Koreans. Right,
Chinese mostly, yeah.
Oh, like we, damn.
Yeah, and I was gonna even say it like in Red Dead. Like, I'm sorry, bring it back.
I'm trying to get out. No, I was giving you a way out. I was giving you a way out.
No, it's too much.
Okay.
But just getting out the snow. That's why I just want to say that it was a metaphor for me moving out to L.A.
Oh yeah, because you were out in the cold. You were out in the cold, man. Now you're in the sun. That's a real good metaphor, my man. Because in Red Dead, you start shivering cold. And you
pay your dues.
Oh,
you learn,
my God.
You learn how to play the game.
You learn. It's like tutorials. You want to play, huh?
You haven't played it once?
You got to get it, dude.
Damn.
You got to get it, dude.
I can't even look you in the eye.
You know, and that people throw that term. It's like a loose term. It's a masterpiece. Oh, but this is really up there, man. Because it's free roaming. It's like, remember Grand Theft Auto where you could just snipe cats, you could just mess around? There's that same system in here where there could be a bounty on you. Like, if you shoot the wrong person, there's a witness. Let's say you shoot some guy, even though the guy started it with you, right? The guy goes, hey, it's some Driscoll, right? And he's like pushed you off your horse and you just beat him up because you're defending yourself. It don't matter. If there's a witness, it shows on your screen. It goes witness. And it doesn't matter. You're wanted. You have a bounty on your head. And the longer you do dirt, it goes up. Mine reached $90. And I couldn't sleep that night. I was like, I got to pay the bounty. It was like a parking ticket or something. I'm like, I got to pay it off. I got to pay it off. Because you know what I mean? It looms over you.
Yeah. It's quite a burden.
Uh-huh. So how much bounty you have over your head?
I had like 3,000 at one point.
Whoa.
It's because they keep coming after you, and you have to fight them off, and then it just keeps racking up.
I thought 90 was rough. I killed 3 deputies, I think, and you had 3,000.
I don't know. I guess
you had a whole town after you.
I guess I'm just an outlaw for life.
Wow, Bryce. 3,000. Bryce, can you beat Rex stat?
Well, you haven't lived yet.
Yeah.
You gonna stay Red Dead forever.
I'm gonna play again. Let's start over.
So, how the hell did you pay off a $3,000 bounty?
I had $30,000, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't even swearing.
You just made a visit to the post office.
See, I didn't.
You went during the daytime, just paid it, no problem.
See, that's what I'm
saying.
You can't cheat. Like, you know,
you gotta play it proper, man.
I know, I'm playing proper this
time. Yeah, you gotta play it real.
I think they fixed the glitch. You can't even do it.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah.
So this time, okay, so that's deeply, he has a unique, you know, experience playing Red Dead. Not everyone could play like that because money's hard to come around.
Yeah, and the glitch is over, so
mm-hmm.
I think.
Let's go back to New York because I forgot it.
Yeah,
it's cold. It's cold in New York.
We already lost like all the viewers who didn't give a fuck
about
Red Dead.
No, the viewers are no.
They're like, yo, like, I haven't played yet. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. They're tuning in now.
For sure.
New York. Okay, New York. We're talking about New York now. What's it like being a Korean American growing up in New York, man? It must have been like a different experience, right?
It was cool. You know, because
yeah.
I mean, you know,
the diversity.
Yeah, and also mm-hmm. you're also coming from like an area where there is a lot of Asians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like, you know, strength in numbers, and like if anybody calls you chink or gook, you're gonna be like, okay, like let's meet outside, and then it's like 100 Asians, you know.
Oh, so like that, your high school?
Yeah.
So what high school you go to?
It was like that all throughout
middle school.
Yeah, like even in
elementary.
Yeah, like everyone's was still like talking about Asian gangs and stuff.
Yeah,
it wasn't that hardcore, but it's just a thing. Like everyone knows.
So there is.
And Asian, you'd have an older brother or cousin, you know.
So there's Asian gangs on the East Coast. Because when people think of Asian gangs, they think of West Coast, right? Asian boys. TR, whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah, there were. I think also, like, I grew up in a transitional period where it started to, like, phase out. Like, and we had, like
gangs.
Yeah, we had, like, Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani coming through cleaning up the streets.
Yeah.
I like him.
You like him? Yeah, I like Giuliani.
What do you like about Giuliani?
No, I just.
He's a weirdo.
Kirby don't like him.
Yeah.
Giuliani? Okay. So you always had support and backup.
Yeah. So,
Red Dead. What's wrong? All right, I'm gonna turn off Red Dead.
I think he wants us to talk about Red Dead more.
All right. So it was chill with you. I mean, you were always.
I think it was like, you know, just almost pretty parallel to LA.
Yeah. Did you
I
go through like. That where people? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think every Asian goes through that.
And yeah, then, yeah. When
what's up? Why are you tripping? Yeah, but keep going.
I wasn't too bothered by it.
It didn't faze you.
No, I was okay. Yeah.
And so when
I feel bad for more of the Asians like that are like more Middle America and you know where they're the only Asian kid, like
in the Midwest or like Nebraska or something.
Yeah, and
because
like,
you're in a pretty you know cultural place Asians, like LA, New York.
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially in New York, like where somebody calls you. Some shit, then you call him back, and then like you know,
everyone just
clash each other, and it's just like it's not bad. It's like all right.
So when did you
just dish it out?
When did you discover rap and hip hop music? Like, do you remember the first memory you have of like hearing it? Like, and how did it make you feel?
I think one of the first songs I heard was Method Man's "Sweet Love," and it was just like pornographic rhymes, and I was like. I didn't know that you could do this for music.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's what kind of, you know, just drove my love and passion for the music. It's just like, yo, hip hop, you could just say whatever.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And it flies. And the nastier, the better.
Yeah.
But that's kind of changing now.
Yeah. Okay, I love because it started in New York. What are some of your most influential rap groups from New York or East Coast just in general? Just name three. I don't want to.
Like
MOP. Like MOP. They're hard. Yeah.
MOP. I mean, Wu-Tang, obviously.
Dude, do five. There's too many good ones. You did it two without thinking.
Just New York. Is it MOP. Rap groups? I mean.
Or it could be solo.
Yeah,
like
I like.
Keith Murray. You can say Keith Murray.
I like All Dirty Bastard. I like J-Zone. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of J-Zone?
I never got into J-Zone.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, you say you like Prince Paul.
Like Prince Paul,
So that's kind of in the same family, like underground.
Yeah.
You know, like weird, like wonky
weirdo,
samples and like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was very raunchy. I love Devin the Dude.
Isn't he from Texas? Isn't that Texas?
Yeah, right?
But I just wanted to say Devin's
the
Dude.
Favorite rappers.
Yeah. So that's five right there.
Yeah.
Mine, okay, I'm gonna name some from the East Coast. Black Moon for me.
Yeah.
I love Black Moon.
Boot Camp Click.
Mobb Deep.
Hell
cool.
Yeah.
KRS-One. You gotta say KRS.
Temple
Cool Keith.
Hip-hop.
Cool Keith.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Prince Paul. De La Soul. They're still doing it.
These are all legendary groups. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
The thing is, you can't knock De La Soul because they've been around since what? 89, 88. And then now they did a GoFundMe. They raised what, $500,000?
Damn.
The fans put out their album.
Wow.
They don't even need a record. Did you know that?
No.
They don't even need a record label.
They've always.
What do you think about that, man?
That's awesome.
Isn't that great, dude?
But one of my favorite songs is Rock Cocaine Flow with Doom.
Oh, Doom. God, I forgot Doom.
Remember that song?
I forgot Doom.
Have you ever seen the performance of De La Soul and Doom on?
No,
on,
I haven't seen.
I think
that.
It was on Jimmy Fallon or something.
Well, I'm a fan of KMD.
Yeah.
Curious George. There's a Puerto Rican. I think it was a Puerto Rican rapper named Curious George. Constipated Monkeys. He was down with that whole clique. With KMD, and I discovered KMD through Third Base. Right. Like third base was popping. Yeah. And then I saw what did he go by before that? Zev Lovex. But he went through. He had a different alias. He was skinnier and stuff too. But I've always loved. I mean, I'm glad he's still doing it. Yeah.
I think Zev Lovex.
I mean,
his government name is Daniel Dumas or Dumoulin or some shit.
Yeah, Doom's the man.
Such a good yeah.
So you were raised. So what did your parents think about you listening to this rap music, man?
I mean, you know, they hated it just like all parents.
I'm
sick of hearing this fuck shit. I'm like, damn, I'm like.
Especially because your parents, where are your parents from? Because my folks are from Korea, right? That's a whole different world.
I just saw your mom's reflection in your eye now. When you looked at me, I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Well, it's, I said Korean. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
You go, turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you deal with that? How did you convince them? Like, no, this is I like this music.
You know, my parents they weren't as aggressive as like they didn't like smash it all up and stuff. So I was just like, I'm just gonna listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, man.
Leave me alone.
That's cool. You did that.
Yeah.
When did you make the transition from actually listening to wanting to write your own rhymes and pursue music on your yourself?
You know, just as fans of hip hop and rap, you know, you start smoking weed and drinking 40s and just freestyling.
Yeah.
So
do you go to the park? Is there like a park in New York where you guys all met up? Like, cause I'm thinking about the movie Kids. Remember Kids? Remember that movie Kids, the Larry Clark movie?
We always had different spots. Like we go to like
what is a weed
a
spot?
Park a park.
Yeah, but they're weed spots, right? In New York. Right.
Nah.
You go to the window or something. I've always heard you go to the window. You give them money and they give you weed.
Nah.
Okay. You just.
Not me. Maybe there is. Okay. I don't know.
So how do y'all smoke it? Like, cause that's blunts out there, right?
Yeah. We just have a connect. You know.
Yeah. But you guys roll.
Roll blunts, right? And you know, smoke it out pipes, whatever, and Yeah, we freestyle. We just have fun.
Who's we? You and your homeboys?
Yeah. And then, you know, you see like another group of kids. You might battle them, have fun with it, you know.
That's crazy. your parents ever catch you smoking weed?
Yeah.
Like in high school?
Because I don't smoke weed anymore.
Okay, yeah.
Like every now and then. But back then I was like, if I didn't smoke once that day, I would be constantly still trying to smoke at like 2 a.m. And then by then I'll be like fiending for it so hard. Like I just open the window, jump out, leave that shit open. Like no cover up, nothing. Yeah. And then like I'd go to a spot where we could finally get some weed, smoke it. And then I'd just go home and it would be like a long walk home. It was just like, wow. Really like, yeah.
Did you like,
it was like junior high school to.
Were you smoking in junior high?
Yeah. So junior high school to high school, I was like that. I was like, get to school, smoke, third period, smoke, drink a 40 at fourth period, smoking during like seventh period.
This is seventh, eighth grade.
Yeah. And then go home. So I went to school in the Bronx.
Dude,
and
this then is we, different.
Then. I was really.
Did you do that in seventh and eighth grade?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Okay. They keep going. I love this. It's interesting.
Yeah. And then, you know, you just wanted to get high always.
All the time,
and I feel like, you know, how weed's supposed to make you like mellow. I feel like it made me more like aggressive and
it
like
made me paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to roast friends like so hard and then like
on weed?
Not care. Yeah. And then just like I'd roast anybody.
Yeah.
And I was kind of a bully back then. And then
you were a bully?
Yeah. Like I was just mean, you know?
Yeah.
And I was also like. Also growing up in New York, like, see, I'm not even like I'm not a tough guy or anything, but like the environment just is so aggressive. Like it made me just like want to put hands on people and like.
Whoa, so you got in some fights?
Yeah. And then like even.
So this is like when you got into high school, what happened in high school then?
Yeah. I mean, just all throughout. And then even dumb, like when he first met me, I was like still like weaning off that. Like I'm like very just about that kawaii and like happy and like be a nice guy life now. So like, but when he met me, I was like, we get drunk and I would be like knocking shit over and like kicking shit and like throwing. And he's like, "What's wrong?" Yeah, like, yeah,
that's a Korean blood in you.
Yeah, it might be more of a Korean thing than a New York
Korean
thing.
That's a Korean thing for sure. Yeah. So yeah, that's a good transition. How did you meet Dumbfounded? Like, because you and Dumbfounded are tight, right?
Yeah, that's, I would say that's my best friend.
That's
you know?
Your best friend.
Yeah, that's my best
friend. So how did you? When did your relationship start with Dumb? And
our relations.
How'd y'all meet?
Yeah. So this was right around when he battled Tantrum.
Oh,
it was like the Asian versus Asian. Yeah, one of the best.
I've seen it like 20 times.
Yeah, if there's an Asian rap.
I've seen like 50 times.
If it's Asian rap history, that's got to be in there. Yeah.
Shout out to Tantrum, too. He did a good job.
Oh, yeah, he killed it. They both represented two kinds of Asians, you know? Mm-hmm. One is like the more smart mouth, and then one guy's like aggro as fuck. Like,
yeah, he was aggressive.
Yeah.
So you were there up.
No, that was and I was in New York. Everyone's seen that.
Yeah, so you saw it as a fan.
Yeah, I was just like, yo, that Dumb. I think he won, like, mm-hmm. you know, because I like that style more. Mm-hmm. And then there's this Korean group called Epic High, and they did a tour, and they reached
a rap group.
Yeah, Epic High.
Oh, where are they from?
For Korea.
Oh, they're a Korean rap group?
Yeah, they're like Korean. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta check them out. Yeah, it's a whole different world I don't know about.
Yeah.
Oh, so why you yawning, dude? He says Epic Eye, and then
he's like, "Fuck Koreans, dude! Like, I don't need to hear this shit."
Korean rap.
Once I said Asian rap history, is like, "Oh my god!"
Oh god, let's wrap it up. I want to play Red Dead myself, Steve.
I love you, dude. I love you so. I love you more than you know.
I'm gonna call George.
Keep going. I love you guys.
Yeah,
you guys are doing good.
But I mean, long story short, I'm gonna cut this story in half.
Yeah, yeah.
I met him.
No, you can take your time.
I met him.
This is your episode.
Nah, I feel disrespected, man. No. No. I mean, you know, I met him backstage because I was actually writing for The Source.
The Source magazine?
Yeah. I was writing for
editorial stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
So I was writing for like hip hop magazines, and then I just wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
You know, we went and then I met Dumbfounded and this guy, we just started talking about like how Asians always like be like, oh yeah, we got to work cause we're Asian. We got to support each other. And then we were both like, you don't have to support another guy cause he's Asian. Like if they suck, then fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Right. And we were both like why does everyone like expect help them out just because you're Asian.
You know what's weird? You say that because Asians out of all the races don't support each other.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah, dude. That's so weird because you say that, right?
Yeah.
And then I see an entertainment in my brother's field, in this field, in that field, in any entertainment field. They're after each other's throats.
Yeah.
They're not helping each other out. Dude,
yeah.
You know?
And so. But in when they talk, they're like, they act like they're very supportive and, you know, like, it's fake.
That's fake.
Fake some shit.
That's fake. That's
See, that's why me and Dumb connected because we're like, yo, you seen the use your eagle eye.
Yeah, that's the eagle eye, yeah. And so you guys, that was your first interaction.
Yeah, we made a bond. The foundation was hate. And then we built love. We built it with love.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, because I see you guys, man. You guys like collab all the time with each other.
Yeah,
and then you guys also did.
Well, we don't collab. We just made one song recently.
Oh, I thought you guys have done like albums.
No, we just we hang
you guys
out.
Kick it.
Yeah, we collab on like, you know, drugs and.
Hey, I just want to know my own curiosity. So, what made you move from Queens to K-Town, like?
It was a cold.
It
was really about the cold. It was the snow.
But why? So how did you find a spot so fast? Did you seek
it out
first?
I've been coming to LA and every time I came, you know, people show love and it was nice.
Mm.
And I'm very like affected by weather.
Mm-hmm.
So like one time I was in New York and I was like shoveling snow and I was listening to James Blake and then I like a little snowflake fell on my eyelashes and I was just like I was like, this is the moment when I gotta go.
I gotta leave.
Yeah, and then
how did your folks take it?
I don't think they thought that I'd be out here for this long. So it's been about 3 years now.
Oh
yeah.
So you got brothers and sisters out there?
Yeah, I got my brother's. He has a wife.
Oh, so he's older.
He's living a happy life. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So me.
He's
yeah.
doing the normal.
Yeah. I'm, yeah.
Yeah. you do the other
as normal as it could be. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The alternate. Yeah. Yeah. I can feel that.
Yeah.
And then why K-Town's a spot then?
It's great. I mean, the food is great.
I mean,
you know.
I mean, you must eat real good.
In and out and I hate people who talk shit about In and Out.
I love In-N-Out.
Like, I don't get what the hype. Like, shut up.
I eat In-N-Out 3 days out of the, at least three times out of the week. Well, it's so good. Because you can get a double-double. Man, that's all you need, double-double. You know what you're getting.
You know what's indisputable? Like, every time anybody I met, like, from L.A., who's, like, you know, growing up in L.A., I'm like, yo, you don't get In-N-Out? They're always like, ooh. Like, the enthusiasm has never died.
Oh, they love it.
You guys, yeah, I'm saying, but you guys, it's not even like, oh, yeah, we could do that. Know, it's like, ooh, okay, you killed it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one.
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because In-N-Out Burger, they don't freeze their meat.
Yeah.
They cut their fries fresh. You could see the dude doing it, you know?
I'm not
so
too,
everything's
the
fresh.
The fries are kind of...
What? I love it all. Okay, I like the way they... it's proportional as far as with the stuff that... It tastes the same every time.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
Animal fries.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Met the Mexican style. Food. I mean, the Korean food is out of just insane.
Is it better than New York?
Yeah. Some things. I think.
Top three Korean spots. Go ahead. Just my curiosity.
Hanbat. Hanbat.
Moya.
It's a Seolleungtang.
Okay.
Like a bone beef stew, brisket stew.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, God. Have you had this? You haven't had oxtail soup? The broth, baby.
Yeah, there's so many, man.
Oh, my God. Then the green onions you put in there. Yeah.
Agashi Gopchang. Have you had that?
No.
It's like a Korean barbecue spot.
They got chicken.
And they have, like, intestines that are fire. Like, I don't go anyplace for...
It tastes good, though, doesn't it?
It's so good.
Yeah. What about Sukbuljji?
Super is good. Yeah. It's good. I mean, it's all good.
Arirang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just going to the market and getting some banchan, like side dishes, and just bringing it home, eating some rice.
Dude, your parents would be jealous if they saw the markets out here, dude.
They know.
Because out here,
my parents follow me on Instagram. Oh, they figured this shit out.
They do?
They're like surprisingly tech savvy. Well, my mom's tech savvy.
Oh, so she knows.
So I didn't tell my mom I was rapping for a long time.
Oh, she already knew.
She knew everything.
Well, we're gonna get to that because there's a big time documentary about the stuff you're doing with Dumb and Awkwafina and so this documentary called Bad Rap. How did you get involved with this project, man?
I think one thing for people to realize. So first of all, Bad Rap is a documentary about four Asian American artists, yeah. Asian American artists. Mm-hmm.
So which ones?
Trying to make an industry. Awkwafina,
you,
Dumbfounded, me, and Lyrics.
He's from East Coast. Or
he's from
Philly?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. I like him.
Yeah, yeah, he's cool. Great. Yeah,
his folks.
He looks really good.
They own a laundromat too.
Yeah.
He
looks really good in the documentary.
Yeah. He's
an asshole in that shit.
But they're gonna see this and go like, yeah, he's a nice kid. I like him.
Guy.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
thank
no,
you.
No, no.
Appreciate it.
I support what you're doing, man.
Yeah. So
what was it like filming that, man? Like,
it was cool. I think what people don't realize is that, you know, good documentaries are a lot of times it's about the people more than the subject. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It was a documentary about like four friends that were like at pivotal moments in their career.
When did they release it? Early 2000 or late 2000?
Like a year ago, 2 years.
Only a year ago?
Yeah. It came out on Netflix like a year ago.
So cats could see it on Netflix.
Yeah, it's out right now.
So for those of you who are watching this, definitely peep that out. Bad Rap on Netflix.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Credit to Salima, you know, director and Jakey. Mm-hmm. You know, they killed it. I think the flow of it is nice. Mm-hmm. I think you catch like very real moments.
Yeah.
People, some people think like they were like, oh, were some parts kind of staged or you know, and it was like, none of it is staged. It's all real. And you see how like they interviewed Dumb and Rick's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, That was around when my mom didn't even know I was rapping, so that's why she wasn't, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Because she probably knows, she knows who Dumb is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what was the, how was it received, like when, did it get into festivals and or whatnot?
Yeah, it got into Tribeca, I think some other film festivals, but I think overall, yeah, people like it. People before they, like a lot of people before they watch it, they're like, oh, why are these Asian rappers complaining?
Yeah.
You know, why do they have the self-entitlement to be in the rap game? But it's like, if you watch it, none of us are complaining at all.
Yeah, you're and just a lot doing of your us, thing. You're just doing your thing.
Yeah,
you know?
And a lot of us have, you know, we give back, like, the, we give the credit to, like, you know, we say it's a black art form.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Man, well, I mean, do you guys cite Mountain Brothers at all?
Yeah.
Like Chops
for sure,
and them?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I grew up with that. Like, once they dropped, I remember seeing their album at, like, the store. I'm like... These guys are Chinese?
Yeah,
I was
like
tripping. I
like, actually bought the album out
dude,
here.
It was a good album.
Yeah,
Galaxy.
Yeah. One of
have
my best.
Have you heard of the? You haven't heard of the?
One of the best songs I made was with Chops.
Oh, he's. I love his production, dude.
He's great.
He's great.
With the organs.
Yeah, he's good, dude.
Yeah.
So shout out to Chops in Philadelphia. And Mestizo, my homie, lives out there. My homie bumped into him just on the street. Like, man. Oh, Chops. And then he said, what's
that's
up
crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I've heard you rap too, though. You got a great style,
man. Thank you, man.
I love it, man. It's very managed, imaginative.
Thanks. That makes me feel good, man.
You know, a lot of rappers.
I do it for the art, though. I'm not trying to like. I know I ain't gonna make millions.
I mean,
I just want to make good music.
Who
I want to make good music. You know what I mean?
You know what it is? It's just like. As like an artist to another fellow artist, it's like, what do you do that like is unexpected? Like I can't predict what you're gonna say.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
that's what makes me kind of respect another artist, you know?
Yeah, like, where it's just kind
what
of
they,
over.
What, like yeah, I can't, you know?
Yeah. What's your That's cool. You brought that up. What's your process like when you're when you got your notebook and you're about to write a song? Like
yeah.
what do you go through like? Because I've gone through different stages of, okay, I'm just going to write a cheat sheet and then write all these words on the left and then try to match them with whatever.
I kind of do that sometimes.
There's rhyming dictionaries too.
So, yeah, if you you never heard my music, a lot of my lines are like almost like a joke.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know? So, like, I can't just, like, write... like flow. Like
yeah,
it takes
me
kind of a long time. And I write a bunch of random jokes and shit. Like so even a song I did with Chops one time, I was like, I ain't ahead of my time. They hate me right now. You know what I mean?
So
like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So like I always try to make
it.
It
was just like a random thing you said.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I'm gonna leave that.
I always start with the first line. Yeah, first line and I try to make it so when you hear my shit, you're gonna right away like get like pulled in.
I was trying to make it
like very impactful and like weird like I did a song Aki. I said my mind dirty but my dick is the cleanest. She do lines of sriracha off the tip of my penis. I like that.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
explain to the viewers, they might not know what sriracha is.
It's everywhere now.
The rooster hot sauce.
Yeah,
you know what sriracha is. That's a good line, man.
If you could just imagine someone doing a railing a line of sriracha on my penis.
So, as far as your music in this documentary, how was it received to like other races, like the African Americans and the Hispanics and Caucasian, like other races besides the Asian community?
Were they pretty
supportive of it?
I think people who gave it a chance were supportive of it because they saw it for what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think like from reactions off the trailer, I think some people, like I said, they were just like, oh, why are they complaining and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And like,
dude,
you know,
Awkwafina is blowing up.
Pound
of Awkwafina. She's making everybody proud, man.
Yeah.
She's like... She's going this way. She's going all the way to the top.
She is definitely like, I don't know.
Saturday SNL, dude.
She's one of the funniest people, like just straight. I can always rely on her to like get some shit and like be like sometimes, like back when we were in New York, we'd be hanging out.
You knew her in New York?
Yeah, like we Oh, yeah, like damn. When we first started filming the documentary.
Yeah, yeah. You guys hit it off right off the
bat. Yeah, like so we be like so sometimes we go to like a spot and then it'd be me and you know Dumb, like he likes to talk a lot. Yeah, I like to talk a lot. So like, you know, you have to kind of if you want to say some shit or get a joke in, you got to kind of like be loud and whatever. Yeah. Yo, she'd make us laugh for like literally an hour straight. Like just her, you know.
Yeah, she's funny.
And man. We're all like dying, like I'm telling you, like red in the face, and we're like, "Yo, I can't believe she said that." Nah. And it's not, and it's not all shock humor and like all that. It's like very nuanced and like funny little details. Yeah. Like she's what very good at describing shit. You know.
What was her? Some of her songs that kind of blew up. My Vash,
NYC Bitches.
Yeah.
My favorite is Freshwater Salmon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I heard that one.
You gotta hear that one. That was great. Yeah.
So when did she? When did you notice her starting to bubble up? Like where she's in movies and she's like doing Saturday Night Live and
man,
she's doing Google commercials now.
I don't know. It just happened.
Because it happened
like,
the last year or so, right?
Yeah, she
a
just
year or so.
But I see. You know, it didn't happen overnight. Obviously, like you know,
it's
definitely
been brewing. It's been
brewing
up.
Been brewing. If I look back in hindsight, I seen like. She did this, so she got to this level, and then she did this, and then, you know, so kind of like, it makes sense, you know, for anybody who thinks that she just, you know, she's lucky.
No, she's
very
paid dues in this.
Yeah, and she's smart, and like, she kills it every time. It's like, yo, if you're going to hire an actor or hire a rapper for a gig, you know, you want to get somebody who you know is going to, you know, put on a good job, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like there's rappers who get booked for gigs and they suck.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, and but she consistently, I think she gives all her employers, you know, her directors
she
or whoever.
Act too. She's
she gives
a good actor.
Them,
she's charismatic.
Consistent.
Yeah.
She's consistent.
She coming? Is she in New York still or what's
she's
the deal
here,
with her?
She's here now.
Oh, she's here.
Yeah.
Right?
Steve is a little sensitive.
I want to get her on. You think she'd get on here?
I think she would, man.
I would love to get her on here.
I think
trying.
She did your bro's joint.
That's why it's a little sensitive.
A sore point.
We're going to get her. So, Awkwafina, we love you. We love you on the Stevie Weeby Show. You're always welcome. The seat's ready for you. How we doing on time? We doing good? I want to talk a little bit more.
Hey,
Aki, we're doing good.
Hey, Aki, I think you should definitely
do this show because
you know it's a very nurtureful environment.
Yeah, I mean, I take it. You know what I mean?
It feels good.
I really do support.
I feel warm.
You know, people think, oh, you know, but I do support everyone who I believe is doing a cool thing. I'm like, all right, you know,
let's talk about
your comedy album.
Hey, sell her on the dog. Show her
the dog.
Dude,
the dog is so cute.
She loves dogs.
Okay, the dog will jump on your lap.
That's how you get it. Yeah. That's how you get her.
So, Awkwafina, please come. We'll love you on the show. Kirby's waiting for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. So, what's in the future for, like you got an album dropping or, like how could cats hear your stuff?
So, I spent a lot of time this last past year just getting situated at work and working on things.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get to do too much. But next year.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, you got some.
I hope to, you know, put out new music every month and
every month?
Yeah, and do
that's great.
Do a couple things, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like an ass for this, but like, you know, I'm starting a podcast. I feel like a dick cuz like everyone got one, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm definitely like book me. I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do it.
Book me.
And see
I'm ready.
This show like you know, I already started recording like some episodes of it, like trying to work out the kinks, see like what works and what doesn't. But it's just about like friendship.
Yeah, and you got a good cool angle because you're from the East Coast,
right?
You got that New York
angle. I just want to explore friends, you know.
Yeah.
Well, who's your best friend?
My girlfriend.
I gotta have both of you on it.
Yeah.
You know, or we might just gotta
get the dog.
Might
get
you and Kirby. You
know? I didn't even bring up Tekashi 6ix9ine because there's a lot of drama.
All right, let's talk about it. Do we have
so hold up? I just want to give you this is just an update. I've been doing review. I've been reviewing all of the videos. The feds got them. The feds got them on that RICO.
I didn't really.
You know what that RICO is? The RICO Act. So it's different. This is a different type of charge. The feds got him. RICO, they created it to, it was for the mobsters, the mafia. Like, you know what I mean? What's that dude, that movie, The Untouchables, where Al Capone, that type of stuff, racketeering, right? It's to get like criminal activity, like the collective group. So this is a serious charge. He could get 25 to life. So what do you think about that? It's serious.
I think it sucks. It
went too far, man.
Yeah,
like,
it was too far. Because, you know, he was doing good. Like, that's what got him there.
He was on top of, you heard of Tekashi? The rainbow hair? Yep.
He's great, too. He's a great artist. I love him.
But the thing is, the people surrounding him, he got caught up in some, you know what? Because they're extorting. See, what he said in that Breakfast Club interview, he was saying that, like, the dudes around him were, like, taking money from him, from his shows or... You know what I mean? And being, like, dishonest and, like... So he went on there. He fired his whole camp. And then the feds took him in. So he doesn't go... He has to go. And he's in jail for another...
Honestly, it's kind of depressing to see that stuff. So I haven't really been, keeping up.
Yeah. No, I've been obsessed with it, man.
Yeah, man.
I've been obsessed, yeah.
I just...
His manager, Shoddy. You know, Shoddy, he...
It's such a shame, man.
Yeah, it's... You know what? When they mix that... The gang stuff with... The music and that kind of criminal activity is involved because music is music, right? Yeah. If you're a good rapper, just do your album. Just put it out there. You don't need all that other stuff. But he got so involved with this, you know, this.
Hey, this is interesting.
Yeah.
So the Asian, there's a lot of Asian rappers, right?
Yeah.
That are kind of more on the street side of things, like, you know, like China Mac.
Yeah. Shout out to China Mac. Yeah, I'm a fan.
And Stupid Young, mm-hmm, Jin Gates, all that stuff. Like, so that's like kind of the same, like, you know.
Yeah, he's done his time though. He's already been to prison.
Right. But I'm saying, like, I don't know. There's like a distinction, like me and you are more like you know, more bugged out.
Yeah, skateboard, you know.
We have fun with it. I'm just talking about dirty shit. Like, yeah. I'm just being stupid, you know?
So you're saying you kind of need that attached to sell it, right?
No, I don't think so. I just think,
I don't know nothing about that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I've heard about it, you know?
I just think that it's... I don't know, it's weird to be in, like, there's two different worlds.
Yeah.
I feel like, I just want to say, like, it must be hard.
They're all beefing each other.
They're all like, you know, and I'm just like, I'm over here, like, I'm connecting with you. We're talking about Red Dead, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
So you don't have to do that. You could just play Red Dead Redemption, and imagine me and you had to beat
In-N-Out
Burger and then just play video games.
Imagine we had to fight and stuff just because we had to keep our reputation.
No, I don't want to fight. You know, I want to fight in Red Dead. Shoot some people in Red Dead, you know? But that's a video game, you know? So kids, you don't need to get the rainbow hair and claim a gang to write raps and to make songs. You don't need to do that.
But you could actually,
you'll probably have a better time doing that around all those cats and just writing in your own solidarity.
But we are fans of those guys. China Mac is dope.
Yeah, he's dope. He is dope.
He is dope.
I'm a fan of his.
He actually brought him up before. He's like, hey, you like his stuff? Yeah, because I remember.
Because he can really spit hard.
He's
got hard bars.
He's great, man.
I like him.
Like, you know, I'm not doing crimes and shit, but I love gangster rap, man.
Yeah.
It's just what I was saying, it must be hard to, like, have to maintain that lifestyle, you know, just hearing about Tekashi 6ix9ine and seeing the kids, he's
what, 22, 23? I mean, he won't get out of jail. He's going to be like, what, 55?
So you've been keeping up with it. Is he have a good chance to be free?
Well, no, that's the thing. Okay, this RICO Act, it's a federal charge. It's not like, it's like they've been building this case since, like,
brewing.
2 or 3 years ago, so they have, I mean, they got stuff. They got his iCloud messages. They got, you know what I'm saying? They got his social. They got all kinds of stuff. They found the AR-15. They found a gun in his home while he was in Dubai filming some music video. I mean, they've been doing these searches, and then they're building this case, and that's why I'm saying this RICO is different because it's a federal charge of what they used to charge the gangsters with, like Al Capone. You know, I think it has to do with racketeering, which is like what, like trafficking and extortion and kidnap. You know, stuff like criminal gang activity. Yeah. They got him with RICO, so it's a specific thing that the feds charge. You know, it's a serious federal crime, and he's looking at 25 to life. I'm hoping he only gets like maybe a few, maybe five. If that, I mean, that's
well, free,
a bet.
Free 6ix9ine.
Yeah, so free 6ix9ine.
I feel like he'll be out. He'll be out with, on good behavior.
Dude, he just dropped a new album, Dummy Boy.
Yeah.
So Dummy Boy just leaked. No, I haven't peeped it. I'm gonna peep it. I'll peep it. But Dummy, so support that, you know, and maybe download his music, pay for it. They froze his accounts. So the feds froze his mom's account and his.
I heard about that.
Yeah. So they're making it hard for him to pay for his lawyers, man. You know what I mean?
Oh shit.
Yeah. So he's in a tough spot. And they took him out of general population.
Do you believe in conspiracy?
Oh, yeah, I do. I kind of do. I don't want to get into that. That's another hour. That's another hour we should have talked about.
No, that's another hour we should have talked about.
Because this other cat.
I'm boring. I'm nobody.
This brother from Blue Pill. I discovered this cat, and he was saying he had this crazy conspiracy about how the day Tekashi got, charged with that, with the RICO. You know, in prison, they awarded Snoop Dogg a star on the boulevard, like, you know what I mean? And he was breaking down the numbers, like, Kabbalah, like, it's numerical, it's a Jewish mysticism. It's how because the universe is dictated by numbers. But he was saying, like, counting up the red versus the blue and how it numerically it equals this and how it's all like placed that way. Like, you know, cause it's like red. If you add up the numbers, you know, A being one, B being two in it, and so on and so forth. But how it's crazy. It's like, yeah, there's this crazy numerical Kabbalah.
Did you watch it on YouTube or something?
I couldn't sleep. I was like listening.
Yo, YouTube.
Till 5 in the morning, man.
YouTube conspiracy
videos
are like, they're kind of like therapeutic because they always have like that music that. It has that music that you're learning some shit. And they just keep throwing facts at you. And after a while, you don't know what's what. And you're like, man, I believe. Like, I know this is true.
Yeah. I mean, was the kid that just passed away, Mac Miller? There's conspiracies on that. Like,
I've been watching Hollow Earth Theory movies.
Oh, what's
videos,
that about?
Hollow Earth?
Oh.
Have you considered the overwhelming evidence?
Yeah, that's another 2 hours. I don't want to get into Mount Meru and all that in the Aurora Borealis. That's for next time. Do you have fun? I want to start plugging your
man.
Stuff. How
yeah.
We're over an hour?
No, I think we're like 20 minutes.
We got a lot of packages too as well.
We got
a lot of packages.
I got two.
We'll do a part two. We'll do a part two, part threes.
I got the first EP coming out.
Let him know.
Yeah, it's gonna be called Why Am I Like This?
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's the song.
And where can they say check out all your music?
Oh yeah, Spotify is always good.
Spotify and then what? And then just Rex Tizzy.
Oh yeah, Rex Tizzy. REKSTIZZY.
STIZZY.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram too. If you know, that's where you could kind of get it.
Is that your Instagram?
Yeah.
REKSTIZZY.
Yep.
ZZY. And then what about Twitter, like, are you on Twitter?
Yeah. I mean, but you know, it's Instagram, really, Spotify. Yeah, YouTube.
You got that. The new album's brewing.
Yeah. I'm gonna just put out like three song EPs.
You know what? That's what you do, because nowadays kids don't even have, like, we grew up with the Beatles and the Police, the Cure. You know, we are used to listening to whole albums.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's
all
a classic
the way
album.
Through.
Yeah.
One side to the. These kids, they can't even stay on one video for 10 seconds on YouTube. They're like, okay, next. That's smart.
That's what my fans probably sound like, next.
Next. No, not feeling the beat. No, next, no. You know what I mean? Like, we grew up different. Albums. Walkman, right? It's a different era. It's a different time. Kids, I mean, in the future.
I had a Walkman.
The future song's going to be like 5 seconds.
That's one of the best 5 seconds ever. Hey, you nut.
It. Okay, next.
Yeah,
that's the future, man. It's sad. I want to take it back to where people are like really making whole albums, man. I'm a fan.
I'll make an album then. I'll make an album.
Or at least do an EP. Do 6 songs at least.
All right.
Or five. Do five. Or no. How about this? Do four. Two.
too. I do have a project brewing.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
a full
good,
length.
Good. Hey, if you need a beat, man, I do production as well. So we'll talk after.
We'd love to hear some.
I'll make it on this.
For sure.
Fresh. I'll do a fresh one.
Yeah.
So we plugged all your stuff.
Yep.
And then do you have any shows coming up or
yeah, I mean, anything you want to know about. Yeah, just Instagram's the place.
Okay. Hey, Rex. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having
me,
man.
Rex Stizzy, everyone.
I heard about this guy from Mike Gal.
Oh, you know Mike?
Mike is one of my favorite people.
That's my little brother right there.
Yeah. He's like my big bro.
He's a...
So are you bigger?
The kid's a genius. We'll talk about Mike after. He's a genius.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a production genius. So shout out to my new Patreons, Pep, my boy Jose Zayas, Pepigen Simmons, and Lenny Guanco. Shout out to the one dude this week that bought some music off my Bandcamp, Angel Alvarez. If you want to support the show and keep it going, the best way to do that is to join my Patreon, patreon.com/StevieWeeby. Make that pledge. It could be $1 a month, $3 a month, $5 a month. There's unique things with each tier, okay? Go to my page and check it out. If you want to check out any of my music, go to my StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. The Instagram is Instagram/QUANGOU. If you want to send stuff to the show, send it to the Stevie Weeby Show, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. And since I just said that we have some packages, do you mind opening them with us, Rex Stizzy?
Yes, I would love to.
So the first one. Well, look at this thing, huh?
If I help you open them, do I get to keep
you know
like
what?
One
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah. I'll let you keep something. I'll let you keep something. No. Yeah, all right, yeah,
I'll take him something home. Yeah.
Okay, so this one's. Hold up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold up. Let me leave. I want to cover up. This one's from Gypsy Chai, Alita, and from Alita and Ray. From this one's from Australia.
Ooh.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's fire, dude. Okay.
I have to guess what it is. What the hell? Did something puff out of it?
Oh, yeah. It's just... Christmas time is here. Damn. Got the asbestos.
I think maybe some stickers.
It's like meals or something.
Oh, damn. So read them what it is.
Gypsy chai. Okay. So it's tea.
You're getting this too. You're going to drink some gypsy chai tonight. Shout out to Gypsy Chai.
It's warm and calming.
Chai powder.
Refreshing and invigorating.
Gypsy chai. Okay, you're going to take some of these too. All
right.
And make some tea, okay?
All right, I'll do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. So how about, take two of them. Hey, give one to your mom too. Can you send one to your mom?
I'm sure she'll appreciate
it. Okay, hold up. I'll read this real quick. The revolution will be podcasted. Viva la revolution. Much love from Australia. We really love the weird honesty of the Stevie Weeby show and the music you put out with Monchi. We found out about you through watching Sam's Tinfoil Hat podcast. Shout out to Tinfoil Hat. And love all the paranormal stuff you guys talk about. We run a small business that sells instant chai latte powder. Ooh, chai latte powder. You could use it to make a tasty drink that doesn't have any nasties in it and has no sugar. It also has no caffeine, and we sweeten it with a natural sweetener called erythritol. Hope you enjoy. Please check out gypsychai.com.au. Okay, thank you for that. I'll give you one too, brother, too, if you want to take one home. Huh?
What powder.
So we got some chai powder.
Chai latte is coffee.
Yeah.
Not tea.
Thank you. So shout out to Gypsy Chai, huh? The next one is from Jared Worldwide. Didn't this guy send something last week? Jared Worldwide.
And double back to back gifts from Jared.
What is it? I think it's a shirt. No, it's not.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Stickers.
Oh, cool.
There's something in here.
Huh? Four ounce chicken topper. This is a freeze-dry meal.
What?
Yeah, from Harvest Right. In freeze-dry. So if I go camping, I can eat this. Thank you. So shout out to Jared Worldwide. Dude, a dry meal.
That's pretty tight.
Amazing. We got one more package.
Damn. You get a bunch of presents every time, every episode?
No, sometimes we don't, but I haven't checked the P.O. box.
Anymore. Okay.
So this is from my man
Nathaniel Odom. Okay? From Sacramento.
Yeah, it's already on the. It's on the.
It says board pusher. So, you know, there's no. What the hell?
Sam.
Oh, hell yeah. Give me the. What?
What a wonderful feeling.
Oh, wood. Oh, my God. My girl's gonna flip. This is my girl's artwork.
Oh, word. That's pretty tight.
We love you, Nathaniel, from the Stevie Weeby Show. Go check out Nathaniel's podcast, Losco Projects, okay, guys? This is, my girl's going to flip out. This is my girl's artwork.
Yeah.
She does the bunnies. That's the bunnies.
I like it.
She's going to flip out.
She's going to do a kickflip.
We got to put this on the wall.
She's going to do a kickflip.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude, this is amazing. Hold on. I'm sweating.
Cut yourself, Steve.
No, I got it. Oh my God, this is amazing. Oh my God, look at this shape, too.
Yeah, hold it up sideways.
Like this?
That's better. There we go.
All right. Rex Dizzy, we'll do a part two. Thanks for coming on the show. And now it's time for Lil Ray's World. All right, so my man Nathaniel wrote a letter. It says, "What's up, homie? So I made a board for you and Alani so you could put it up somewhere in your house. But yeah, I can't thank you too enough for what y'all did for me and always supported my little podcast I just started. Only reason I started it is because of you guys and how fun it was to actually talk to amazing people you have looked up to and just random good people on your show. Yeah, boy. Anyways, I will stop typing. Enjoy and much love and success to you and Ilani. Nathaniel LA, aka Losco. So check out his podcast, Losco Projects, LOSKOPROJECTZ podcast. Hopefully one day I could be on your show to chop it up one time. You dig? And can't forget, big ups to follow skateboarder Eddie for the support as well. Want you forever. Love you, man. Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Click. Click.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens and dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's World. Hee-haw!
What the hell is? I don't see him, beep. beep, beep. He's below me. Oh, what the hell? How'd you end up down there, man? Are you some dirt? So your name was Kurt McCormick, and you were a weird, creepy construction worker. Is that correct? So you couldn't get any women. So one day on your lunch break, you committed suicide by jumping off a construction crane?
Yeah.
Now you're just some dirt, and your name is Kurt. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, me and Beep wrote a song about you. It goes like this, man.
This one's called Kurt the Dirt. This one's a little groomy, kid, so listen. Kurt the Dirt, he put in work, shoveling in the dirt. It hurt an introvert that went berserk. At his construction site, he looked for a companion with the stallion. He did not assert himself as a kind man. Why, man, did you flirt with these random women near the opposite of Cobain? Should have stopped that cocaine, fired up like propane. Man, you didn't gain a strain of romantic skills and brain. That's when you jumped off the edge of construction crane. What's the name you call him now?
Another episode of Little Ray's World, man. Oh, and join patreon.com/Stevie Weeby.
More from Stevie's life.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.